AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is Kevin Bowersock, co-hosting this morning.
Woo, this is Saturday.
You can hear the excitement in his voice. Anyway, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning here on October 26th, last Saturday in October. Halloween's coming up this week.
I was going to say, yeah.
You look like you have your mask on already.
I know, I do.
Is that the one you're wearing?
Yes. Actually, it's kind of nice because all my kids are old enough.
You don't have to go do that trick or treating.
And being that I live on a county road, you know what? Nobody ever comes to my house.
So. Well, since my kid's 26, I haven't done trick or treating in a long time. Matter of fact, it was kind of cool when he was like from once he was like 18, because like he lived with me for like 18 to, well, no, he moved out that year, but then back. But when he was back when he was like 19 for like 2 years, 19 to 21, he was. He would hand out all the candy too. Now he's long moved out. Now I got to hand out the candy. What are you laughing about? I used to just put a bowl out front, put all the candy in it. But I'm pretty sure the first person that comes along takes all the candy.
Put a vending machine out there.
We're going to make a pay dollar per treat. Hey, now there's an entrepreneurial thing
and
to
then
do.
There's always, you can put the empty bowl out there and just put a sign to please take one. That way it looks like somebody else already took it all.
You're just wrong. No, I'll stay home and hand out candy.
I've seen somebody put something out there on the internet the other day, go like that. I thought that was funny.
It is kind of funny. You see all those different things. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning on October 26th. Here we are live and ready to answer your questions automotive related. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved, STAR certified for over 26 years, taking care of folks up there in the North County, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 6 years. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission right here in central San Diego, around the corner from the station here on 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for over 3 years now. Along with our newest location, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission at Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified, just like the Escondido store. Over there in the Golden Triangle, taking care of folks now for, it'll be a year this coming April 1st. So, heading in that direction.
The year goes fast.
It does go by fast without question. All of us at the West Automotive Group, employees and myself, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. And that is we, truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. What that means to us is we would never recommend a service on or a repair on your vehicle that we wouldn't recommend to our own mothers or fathers or close family members, et cetera. So you're part of the family. We take this very seriously when it comes to automotive repair and recommend the proper repairs and maintenance and setting up schedules for you and helping you out, how we service our vehicles. We would never recommend anything to one of our customers or family clients or anybody that we wouldn't do to our own vehicle or recommend to ourselves. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have several different arms to help you out with that on. Take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. You think you have a transmission problem? Get in to see us. You know how many vehicles we see that actually don't need a transmission or have some other issue that somebody's told them they need a transmission? Been quite a few along the way. You can also take advantage of our free shuttle rides to or from work or home. We have a little Kia Soul shuttles at all locations, and our service assistants that drive folks back and forth to home, et cetera, available. Let us know, and we'll get you scheduled in and get you taken care of. So we get you dropped off. You don't need to bring somebody else with you, and you don't need somebody to to bring you when it's time to come get your car. We'll come get you also. Very important to us. We also have low-cost rental vehicles available at all four locations. If you need a vehicle for the day, boy, it's cheap to get your car fixed right and get in a vehicle and go do what you need to do. You can log on to westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, all that right from there. You can also check out the Auto Man segments, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning on the CW Friday Morning News right after 8 a.m. You can check those out from there if you haven't seen any of them. Or you can also click over to the Auto Talk Radio podcast, where we put them all on there after each live session on Saturday morning. The next week, the podcasts are on there. So if you miss a radio show, you can jump on and download it and listen to it on the go or anywhere that you're at. That's westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can also make appointments, see what we're all about, and check us all out. Once again, westautomotivegroup.com. You can also email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com with any questions or concerns you have automotive related. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But for this morning, anything automotive related, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. So today we're discussing noise and vibrations from your vehicle, how to describe it to an automotive. This is one of the most probably difficult issues when it comes with a customer that's having a problem with their vehicle, such as a vibration or a noise. How to help describe and also know, you know, how to direct and give the proper information to your service provider when you're having an issue like this. So some of the things that we're going to talk about this morning in relation to this have to do with making little notes that will help out if you're having this problem with your vehicle, ways to get help to getting the right noise or vibration. Often we'll drive with people, because sometimes cars have multiple noises and it's not, and folks will say, well, not that noise, but that noise over there. But then sometimes we'll say, well, that noise over there, I wouldn't be so concerned about, but this one over here, the wheel's about to fall off. That one I'd be worried about.
Yeah, exactly.
So it does happen a lot. And so it helps us kind of pin down, and we always want to make sure that we get the client, whatever their issue is, taken care of. But to also let them know about if there's something else going on that's crazy. So there's a few type of issues that cause customer grief when trying to get their vehicle repaired. Noises, drivability concerns, and vibrations are some of the hardest issues to fix, because it just depends on what's going on with the vehicle and making it happen. Sometimes noises only happen at certain times, right?
You know what? And the best thing you can do is try to notate when it happens.
Absolutely.
Like, are you on the freeway? Is it only at 35 mile an hour? Is it only at 65 mile an hour? Because the more information you can give like that, it makes it easier diagnosis, which the easier the diagnosis, it could be cheaper for you.
Well, less time spent for sure.
Yeah.
So, and that can be anything. I mean, there's so many variables coming out of a parking lot. Or what if it's not even, it was just a noise when the vehicle started cold? You know, I mean, sometimes,
well, that's a big thing too, because
yeah,
a lot of times people drive their cars in and drop them off, so it may not make that noise unless it's left overnight.
True. So that's one of the things we're talking about is facilitating with whoever's fixing your vehicle. So letting them know things like the noise only happens first thing in the morning when I start the vehicle. It's a noise from the engine. I'm not even driving. Or, you know, I mean, it could be noise only happens when I start the vehicle, I back it out of the garage, I step on the brake, and how many times have we heard this, and it makes a noise, or I turn right out of my driveway. So sometimes we have to go over to your house and drive out of your driveway. To put the vehicle in that specific scenario where it happens, and it can be frustrating for a client, especially if we don't get the right notes as far as, you know what, this happens when I make a hard right turn out of my driveway and there's kind of a dip. Okay. That's great notes right there. But if it just says, hey, first thing in the morning when I go to start to drive my vehicle, it makes this weird noise. Well, we could try everything in the world from the shop, and we may not put the vehicle in the same scenario that you do when you come out of your driveway if that's the only place that it makes noise. So the main thing that we're really talking about is, you know, how it actually happens. Because sometimes you bring in a vehicle and you say, I don't care what you do. Every time you start this vehicle, cold, hot, or not, it rattles really bad. Well, then that's a lot easier to pinpoint because it does it no matter what. Or, you know, the other thing can be drivability concerns when we talk about this, such as, you know what, it's only after I've been driving for 15 minutes. But if you come in and say, my vehicle tends to lose power when driving on the freeway, and you leave out the after driving for 15 minutes, we probably won't go out and drive your vehicle for 15 minutes on the freeway. We'll do a loop. We'll hop up on the freeway. Dude, car runs fine. What's going on with it? But the 15-minute part could be very important.
Well, yeah, because 15 minutes on the freeway, you have to come back 15 minutes. So by the time you're done with the test drive, I mean, that's 45 minutes into your test drive.
It can be quite a bit. Correct. So to get it to do it, yes, exactly. Or you go in a circle.
The freeways around here don't go in a circle.
They even do, big feel, circles.
Even though I feel like I'm going in a circle sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You can go up the freeway to an off-ramp. We have all kinds of test drives. I mean, but we know when we want to put a vehicle into a scenario of when somebody says like that, how to get there for sure. Is the point. I was kidding about the circle.
Well, this is partly if they want their normally if you want your car back, I mean, everybody needs their car in this day and age. I mean, get their kids to soccer, whatever, you know, whatever, go to the grocery store, go to work. And if the more information you give, the faster you can get your car back because it'll make it easier for us to
duplicate it.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. So, and that's one part of diagnosing a vehicle is duplicating what it's doing. And from there, we can take the steps to determine what's causing it, what it's doing, once we duplicate what it's doing.
Yes.
So if you can't duplicate it, you almost can't diagnose it.
Especially when it comes to vibrations and noises like that. You know, I mean, because especially if the car only makes a noise at 60 mile an hour.
Correct.
Once you get it back to the shop, I mean, obviously, you can't do 60 mile an hour there when you're actually looking at the car. So noises can be a little bit hard to diagnose in the first place. So the more information, it'll make it easier, and hopefully we can get your car back in a time-sufficient way.
Correct. And even those noises, once we duplicate them, though, by driving it, we have an idea where to look when we get it back to the shop and get it up on a hoist and start taking a look at it, for sure. So a lot of the things, you know, flat surface, climbing a hill when driving, speeds, hot, cold, you know, how long have you been driving? And sometimes to verify these noises, we like a client to ride with us, you know, and kind of point out that's the noise that I'm hearing right there. Because like I said, we can be hearing something totally different. That's an issue versus, you know, what the client is actually talking about when it comes to their vehicle. So we want to be very careful about that. Last thing we want to do is fix the noise and you say, well, yeah, that noise is gone. That's great. That's not the noise I was complaining about. You know, this is the noise one. So then we got to go and tackle that. So if it's not real evident, then sometimes we will go down that road. You know, we often ask things like, do any dash lights come on when a vehicle does a drivability problem? Come on and go off. You know, sometimes folks will say, and things to remember, like to notate, and it's always good to notate these things down, you know what, when I'm rounding a corner, the traction control light comes on just on this one off-ramp or, you know, at this one spot, and the car does some weird things. It feels like it's applying brake. Well, it could be a stability control issue, could be a traction control issue, could be an ABS issue. There's all kinds of things that can come into play with things like that. And what have we found with vehicles like that sometimes? They have different size tires on them, or tires have worn differently. And when you make that circumference of that sweeping turn on some certain things, it sets off the traction control or stability control, right?
Yes.
So we find weird things like that on cars. Sometimes and a lot of times, things like that are people produced. It's not even the car's fault. What the car's doing is reacting to a situation that you put it in. In other words, you put the wrong size tires on the car. You as a client may not have, but somebody did when you went in to get the tires replaced.
I had somebody one time, they had brand new tires on it, but they were really cheap tires.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't the same circumference. So
I remember that. And that was all-wheel drive Yukon or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something all-wheel drive and the speed sensors.
I think it was a Denali.
The speed sensors were like a mile off.
Correct.
By the time you got up to speed.
Yeah, exactly. And it would start applying things because it thought that the wheels were slipping, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, so traction control was coming on. So we see weird things like that. A lot of times those are caused by people. And I will be honest with you, the hardest thing to diagnose are concerns that are caused by other people. So one of the things to also notate to us, And folks, give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything on automotive related, we'll talk to you about this morning, or if you got a story related to something like this. But one of the questions we always ask with something like this, a vibration, drivability, et cetera, is somebody else worked on the car recently. And be forthcoming with this, please, because it's very important. Very, very important. You know, you know what? I just had the car in. And, well, was this problem happening prior to this? No. Okay, so that's good information for us to know. And with that information, and it may not be related, but if it is, you know, it may help us looking in that direction also. So we need to know all the directions. And the one thing I will tell you that I've seen done that never, ever helps is omitting information will not make the repair cheaper.
No.
So for some reason, it's like folks think like if they don't tell you something about something, and I don't think it's intentional. I just think it's a weird human thing, and I don't know why. But if we leave something out, then it's going to be cheaper. It doesn't work that way. Whatever's broken is broken. And like Kevin said, he made a great point. The more information we have as to how and when this happens, to duplicate it, to diagnose it for you, the easier it is to get there. And actually, that way is way cheaper
yes.
than if we have to spend a bunch of extra time figuring out that who did this to the car. So, and we do see that a lot. Like I said, cars tend to break in one way on their own. And when people throw in other issues that they've actually created on the vehicle, there's multiple ways it can be broken because it gets crazy.
I'm just thinking about the Ford 302 head gaskets when you could flip them over the other way.
Oh, and they'd overheat intermittently times.
Yeah, and people you get them coming in, they drop the car off, my car overheats. They wouldn't say, hey, head gaskets just got, I put them on or somebody else put them on.
You had to pay. There's a couple vehicles out there like that. You had to pay real close attention because you could flip the head gasket over and it would block off the coolant passages. So then one head would run hot.
And the other one wouldn't.
Until it got warm enough. So you had to put the cars through some weird driving scenarios and it would eventually. So things like that caused by folks. Wow. Yeah, there can be some serious issues. I've seen that too. There was one vehicle with intake gaskets too, if you flipped them the wrong way. It would block off the crossover ports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy things like that. Those issues become important knowing, hey, the car was just worked on or you know, what was done with it, et cetera. And that helps us diagnose and figure out, you know, what's going on. So is, like I said, all the way down to vehicle climbing a hill, going over bumps, making a right turn, making a left turn. And what I often tell clients is, hey, make some notes. You know what? When you notice it does it, think about exactly what it did, what you were doing, how warm the car was, how long you've been driving, all this. Kind of pull over to the side of the road and make some notes. Hey, this is what happened. I've been driving this long. And then the next time it happens, you know, you can document, hey, it's the exact same thing. It's when I've been driving for 20 minutes. It's when the car's plenty warmed up. It's when I make a stop at a light, go to make a right-hand turn after, or whatever it is. I'm just adding things to this. But sometimes there's quite a bit of information there that can help us go out and duplicate the concern right away.
Well, that's the thing is, put a small pad of paper and a pencil in there when you're having a problem like that. You can shorthand it, like when you pull up to a light or whatever.
Or just pull over when you get a chance.
Exactly.
You know, make a note of it because that way,
when you come in,
you have proper notes.
Yeah.
So makes it way easier. It really does, for sure, to help us diagnose the vehicle properly. And that's what we want to do. True honesty, my techs, all of us, Kevin, when we get in a car, first thing we want to do is diagnose the car for what the customer came in for and do it as quickly and efficiently as possible.
That way we can get it back to you in a timely manner.
Yeah, not only that, we get it fixed right the first time, which is always our goal at the West Automotive Group. Always our goal.
We can always rent a car, but it's always nice to be in your own car because you have, you know,
you have everything with you.
You have your stuff in there.
Well, you see my truck. Every time I got to move from one vehicle to another, it's like moving from one house to another because I'm like, well, I might need this. I got to put it in there. Now I might need this. I better take that with me. So So what?
I was watching yesterday, the guy that does the for the state, he does the lottery tickets. He was there unloading his truck.
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen that guy unloading his truck. He was out there for like 2 hours.
Those guys have a lot of stuff that they have to move from vehicle
to
vehicle.
And they have to keep all the serial numbers and all that stuff.
They're responsible for all that stuff, man. Yeah, so those guys are very cool. I talked to several of them, but yeah, their job is they have to keep all that stuff. Obviously, yeah, it's very important that they keep it organized.
So it's always nice to be in your own car. So if you can get it back in a timely manner, then you're not, because even especially a construction worker or something like that where you have to work, you always forget one tool that you.
Well, yeah, that you and that's a lot of stuff in your vehicle, you know.
Well, so. You grab all these tools because you're like, I don't need this, this, and this, and then you get on the site and there's always that one that you forgot. So it'd be nice to have your own car back.
It would
in a timely manner, and that way you can schedule it and.
And that's always our goal, without question, is to fix your car right the first time, get it back to you as quick as possible. So we move on to the next client's car, because we usually have lots of clients going on. We want them all taken care of as quickly as possible. So just notating these things will definitely help as far as that goes. All right, folks, 1-800. Everybody's sleeping again this morning. 1-800-760-KFMB. It's going to be a beautiful morning. I'm hoping. Are the winds supposed to be down today?
You know what? They changed the weather so much that it's hard to keep up with it. But
yeah, last I heard it was going to be Sunday and Monday that today was going to kind of be chill. And then Sunday and Monday, they were going to step up again. You know, we go through these and all of us are in our thoughts, you know, and obviously the first responders, firefighters and everybody are doing an amazing job. You guys do an amazing job. So thank you for all that you do. You know, yesterday, just like the fire in Ramona and then the fire in Valley Center, you know, every time a fire starts, you keep your fingers crossed. You've lived here long enough that, you know, they are able to get to it, knock it down quickly, and we don't lose any structures. So they have been doing an amazing job, though.
They've done a really good job down here in Southern California. Oh. They pounded them down just really quickly.
And they killed the Ramona one fast, yeah.
Yeah. Valley Center one too.
Is it done? No. I mean, it's like more than 20% contained.
Yeah.
Okay. So they do. I didn't hear yesterday because that one was further towards the end of the day. Ramona, I know they jumped right on that thing though. So amazing job, guys and girls and everybody else out there doing their job.
The Pendleton one they put out pretty quickly last week.
There was one on Pendleton last week?
Yeah. Oh. But you know what?
Pendleton's funny,
because they'll sit there and watch it and let it go for a while. But, I mean, they keep it, you know, they're definitely watching
it. It's
called
a control burn.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of want it to go, and then they just put it out really quickly.
Gotcha. Well, as long as it's not in structure. So, anyway, thank you to everybody out there keeping us all safe here in San Diego. I just always want to throw that out there. Amazing thing. And let's hope that we get through this October without any major fires that cause any loss, because
I think we
all know it can get bad. So, and our thoughts and prayers also go out to everybody in Northern California. They're getting beat bad. So hopefully they get that under control as quick as possible and don't lose any more structures. Anyway, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about for sure. All right, folks, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. Once again, you can give us a call here at 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related? You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Com.
Hey guys, is your sex life not what it used to be? Do you need a boost that won't give you side effects? Acoustic wave therapy is your solution to your problem. Acoustic waves regenerate new erectile tissue and remove plaque from your arteries to maximize blood flow. Viagra is a temporary solution to erectile dysfunction with side effects, and shots can be painful and embarrassing. Call ARC Men's Health today at 619-434-84. That's 619-434-84, or visit us online at ARCMensHealth.com. That's ARCMensHealth.com.
You know, California now mandates that you initial 4 pages and sign a 5th page of a 23-page document stating that you've done your research before choosing a solar contractor. The state does this because there's so many bad actors out there. And that's why I love telling you about Palomar Solar and Roofing. These are one of the good guys. So there's a whole process here. When you're doing your research here, you can go to the California State License Board website, and you can look up any contractor before having them come to your house. And when it comes to solar, you got to make sure they have a C10 electrical license and a C39 roofing license, because that's just going to prevent any blame game down the road. But Palomar Solar and Roofing is one of the few that has both. So it's one of the reasons why I chose Palomar Solar and Roofing and why I'm so honored to tell you about them. These guys do it the right way. 760-504-0388. And of course, with the per panel monitoring on top of that. Professional, no pressure, no gimmick consultation for free. 760-504-0388. PalomarSolar.com.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, every penny counts. So saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need a workers' comp rate check from Pie Insurance. Now available for small business owners in your area. Workers' comp insurance rates can vary, and yours may have changed since you got your current policy. That's why Pie Insurance invites you to get a quick online quote right from your computer or smartphone. Simply go to PieInsurance.com. And you'll know in just minutes if you're overpaying. Pie Insurance was built a better way to make workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. Pie's coverage is A-rated by AM Best and helps protect your business and your employees. Plus, it could save you up to 30%. Do yourself a favor. Find out if your small business is overpaying for workers' comp insurance. Check your rate today and see how much you can save at pieinsurance.com. That's pieinsurance.com.
Oh my God.
Everybody's been swept off their feet by the bats.
You're Batwoman!
Huge fan.
It's the CW's new hit series critics are calling stylish, gritty, intriguing.
The city trusts you now.
They trust Batwoman.
The Batwoman we deserve and the hero we need. A historic moment for television.
No pressure, right?
Don't miss an incredible new episode of Batwoman right before an all-new Supergirl, Sunday on the CW.
Sunday at 8, followed by an all-new Supergirl on the CW San Diego.
CBS News Update. High winds have eased in Southern California, helping firefighters battling the tick fire north of Los Angeles. About 50,000 residents evacuated, and some, like David Chambers, lost their homes.
I'm overwhelmed, depressed.
The winds are the story up north. Gusts are expected up to 85 miles per hour this weekend. That would set records. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Northern California is in for a wallop. What forecasters are calling historic winds Sunday into Monday. And right now, PG&E, the utility in the area, is saying it could cut power to some 2 million people in Northern California. That would be an unprecedented power shutoff.
Fires are raging all over the state. Cal Fire's Vince Pena.
It's currently at 4,300 acres, and we have 5% containment.
CBS News Update, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Now, from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
International fugitive nabbed. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. A former San Diego man accused of conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State appeared in San Diego federal court yesterday. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Abdullahi Ahmed Abdullahi was arrested in Canada and extradited to the U.S. on Thursday. A 3-acre brush fire sparked by a downed power line prompted the evacuation of about 100 residents in San Marcos before dawn Friday and left nearly 3,000 residents without power. And the Helen Woodward Animal Center's two-day Halloween Harvest Family Festival gets all scary at 9 a.m. in Rancho Santa Fe. This report sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screening questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. Sunny today, right now 59 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and San Diego State visits UNLV tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. The Aztecs are 6-1. The Running Rebels are 2-5. AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, we missed a couple calls. Justin had to step out for a quick break. Producer did so. If we didn't grab your call, then give us a ring back, and we're happy to. He's in the booth now. He's got it going on. He's waiting for your call and get you a. Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to answer the phone in here. Actually, Kevin was laughing at me, but I got one of them and put it on hold anyway. So, but give us a call back 1-800-760-KFMB 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362, and we welcome you to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Did want to let you know, Interstate Batteries is one of the sponsors of the show also. Interstate Batteries of San Diego, a battery for every need. Interstate is the highest quality batteries out there for sure. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. So if you're interested, or in need of an Interstate battery, you can hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, or give us a call to one of the locations. We'll get you in and get an Interstate installed for you. If you were to open the hood of our vehicles, you will find nothing but Interstate batteries. Why? Because they truly are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need an Interstate battery, or you need a battery, I should say, for any other need, check them out, at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70 in University. They truly have batteries for everything, from the little batteries. I just got a battery for a motion detector for alarm. That's a battery operated one. That's a wireless.
And if you get on their website, dude, they even have the watch batteries. They have everything. They have the little batteries for your.
They have batteries for everything.
For your remote, for your car, turn the alarm on and off. They have the batteries.
They have replacement batteries for battery backups for servers and all that stuff. They have everything. It's all good. So anyway, all right, let's grab Jerry in Escondido real quick. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for waiting.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Yeah, okay. I'm doing okay. I'm on the road right now, but my problem is I've got a 2004 BMW 321i,
mm-hmm.
and it's been okay, but the other day my wife and I drove it about 30 miles and then let it sit for about 5 hours and then drove it back 30 miles and mm-hmm. parked it at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it sat there for about 45 minutes. And we came out, and it had blown out a half a gallon of coolant on the ground.
Uh-oh.
And I opened the cap, and sure enough, that bobber was all the way down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put the cap, it took a half a gallon.
Okay.
Put that in, put the cap back on, and drove it again. But the, the warning light, the radiator warning light would come on and off intermittently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I changed the cap.
Mm-hmm.
And the warning light still does come on and off intermittently, but there's no more leaks, there's no more water loss, and that's been a couple of weeks. So I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking it might be a sensor, but I don't know that much about the BMWs.
All right. Well, great question, but here's one thing to note. Those use extended life coolant. So if we, couple things can happen when it blew a bunch of coolant out. It could have ran a little warm, and there's a hole in the system, and it's not, the reason why it could have is because it's not holding pressure. And the reason that we pressurize a cooling system is to raise the boiling point. So, and if it's not staying pressurized, then it can blow some coolant out like that. It expands, blows it out. We could also have a small leak somewhere. It's not hitting the ground all the time. Because extended life coolant will often solidify when it hits a hot engine block, and if it's not if it's only leaking at that time, you may not see it on the ground. So the couple really important things there are going to be to pressure test the cooling system properly and check for any leaks anywhere, and take a good visual inspection to see, because extended life coolant, when it does leak on a hot engine block or down the motor, usually leaves a trail and some solidification. So those are a couple things you need to do. And I always recommend, obviously, to do what we call a chemical block test at the same time, just to verify we don't have anything leaking combustion gas into the cooling system, which could be causing an issue. If that makes sense.
Well, like I said, it's been 2 weeks and I haven't lost any more water at all, but the, radiator warning light comes on intermittently.
Well, it's probably got it. It's probably, when you say it, you haven't lost any at all, if the light's coming on, the coolant level is dropping down, and it happens while it's operating.
Well, that was the question. Is the coolant full, is what you're saying?
Yes, it's always full. I keep checking it, and I'm not losing anything.
It could be a sensor, because sometimes once some things go dry, they get a little crusty, because you know you've lost the antifreeze, because it is dirty in the bottle. That's where the dirt seems to settle. Sometimes they'll stick after that, and I mean, I would check to make sure it's not overheating first, and then check your sensor.
I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a reason that car blew a bunch of coolant out on the ground.
Well, he said he replaced the cap. That's
okay.
Why.
Well, that could be, but I would still make sure that the system is actually holding pressure. If it is holding pressure, then you have no leaks as far as that goes. And Kevin could be right. The sensor could have, because once it was tripped, and it's so old, it hasn't been tripped before, that it's having an intermittent issue. It could be bad. So that's something.
Where would that sensor be located? Do you know?
It's usually located in what they call the coolant bottle on those. So where the cap goes on, you know how the coolant reservoir bottle? Yeah, usually it's located in that.
Now the question is,
and if it's not, then it could be relocated in the top side of the radiator also. I've seen them there. So I don't know on that car off the top of my head without looking.
Yeah, I got you.
That's the thing, too. Sometimes the sensor is mounted in that bottle, and you have to replace the whole bottle because you can't just replace the sensor.
Yep, that does happen, too.
Well, I think this one's got a sensor plugged into the bottom of it. I haven't, you know, got to that yet, but it's just kind of a mystery that the doggone radiator light keeps coming on, but the hoses are tight. I mean, it's holding pressure.
Okay,
and
As long as it's holding pressure, then I like Kevin says, it's probably the sensor. Usually we test it and see, you know, is it closing its switch intermittently? And if it is, then the sensor could be intermittently failing internally, shorting out.
Well, the little floaty thing, the little float in there likes to stick sometimes, especially on older cars, because, I mean, obviously it's got dirt, you know, the antifreeze crust, and they stick, especially after it went dry like that. That's when they tend to stick more.
Yeah, once it dropped down and turned on. So it's highly possible that's what you have going on, Jerry.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
All right, let us know. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call this morning. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Yep, so possible that's what's going on. Always concerns me
I'm
cooling out on the ground, as long as it's not happening anymore and the cap took care of it.
I'm just, this is one of the things when people call in, like we started in the beginning, from what you're telling me, because I haven't actually looked at it myself, but what you're saying, mm-hmm. I'm trying to give the best response for what you're saying. That doesn't mean that's why if you get it brought in, I would start with the cooling system diagnosis.
Correct.
Because that way you check the pressure, you check, you know what I mean? That way we know everything else
properly.
Is good.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the best way to go. So, and sometimes at home you don't have the tools to do that. So, like I said, pressure test, block test, verifying all that stuff, you know, coolant flow, and then go from there and see what's going on.
Well, that way you could also, if you do the whole system like that and you fix the sensor, you could also, hey, you know what? We did notice that it's also, I mean, you could find hidden things that you didn't see.
Correct. All right, folks, 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Let's grab Bob real quick and remote. Are you there, Bob?
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
What you got going on?
I've got an F-150 06.
Okay.
When I accelerate from a dead stop, I get a clunking noise from the rear end or somewhere in the drive line. And if I'm rolling and I hit it, it doesn't do it. Only when I'm in a dead stop.
So... The two-wheel drive?
Two-wheel drive.
Okay. Ford actually makes a special grease for the slip yoke splines. That could be what it is. The driveline needs to be inspected properly, but we've repaired a lot of those by you pull the drive shaft out, put this special grease on the slip yoke splines, and it takes care of it. Does it ever, when you come to a stop, you're stopped, and all of a sudden it goes clunk also?
No, only when accelerating.
Only when accelerating. Okay.
It happens sometimes when you just accelerate on the Fords, because what happens is the splines bind.
Catch up, yeah.
Yeah, because you come to a stop and the back of the car is up a little bit. I mean, we don't always notice it, but the splines will bind on each other.
Yeah, or you could have a U-joint that's intermittently starting to have an issue as far as that goes. Is it an extended cab?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Or well, if it's got... Yeah.
F-cab. Gotcha. Doors.
Yeah. If it's got a two-piece drive shaft, sometimes we see center support bearings on them shafts causing issues too, or something like that. On that, it's really going to take somebody duplicating it and diagnosing it, but you're probably going to find it somewhere in the drive shaft or rear drivetrain right there causing an issue.
And that, okay, well, if you set up an appointment with you guys down there at West Automotive, and maybe take a look at it.
We will be more than happy to do so.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. Give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362.
I can definitely tell you when your brake pads are getting...
We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Hey, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin's so happy all the time. Anyway, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. We're going to grab Sandra real quick here. Sandra's got a smog question. What's going on this morning, Sandra?
Oh, hi. I had two, but I guess I won't be able to make only one. My car is a Chevrolet Tracker 2003. Never passed the pollution test.
Okay.
And
year make? It's 2003, but is it a Ford or make a model?
Chevrolet Tracker.
I'm sorry.
Chevrolet Tracker.
Okay. Gotcha.
Chevy Tracker.
Okay. Chevy Tracker. So like a Geo Tracker? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Chevrolet Tracker. A small SUV.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Yeah. And it failed smog? It failed the emissions portion?
Yeah. They always say that I had to drive it. And when I drive it and I cannot make it. So I do have to pay a mechanic that charge a lot. Because he said it's a special driving to do it. So it must be something that has to be fixed.
It failed what's called the monitors.
Drive cycle test.
The drive cycle. So in other words, the monitors weren't all complete, so it failed the functional test for that. It didn't fail the tailpipe emissions. Well, we don't do on 2003. So were they able to get all the monitors to run so that it would pass smog?
The guy said that the car is not ready to pass the smoke, so he has to drive it a certain way to make it pass. And he doesn't, and I had to take it right away. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Take it right away to make it pass, and that way it passed.
Okay.
Because they said it in the freeway you had to drive it, I don't know, at 55 without stopping, and then I don't know. So it's something that they need to change because it's happening every year.
Okay. Well, some of those cars, do you drive this vehicle regularly every day?
Yeah.
Okay. About 30 minutes
the whole thing.
Correct. Okay. So there's something going on that's causing this to drop out the monitors or somebody's disconnected the battery or something like that they go non-complete.
Did you just put a battery in it maybe?
No, the battery, I had changed a couple of times.
Okay.
No, the battery is working fine.
Okay, every time, the battery's working fine now, but when you disconnect the battery on a car, it turns all the monitors incomplete, so then it has to go through a drive cycle. A lot of vehicles require a very specific drive cycle to make sure that all the monitors complete. So once they did, and then you were able to smog the car, which is required to smog it, as long as you never disconnect the battery or nobody clears a check engine light out or anything like that, they will stay complete. You usually don't have any issues with them. So the only times that they could become incomplete is if you replace a battery, so you lose power to the vehicle, or if you do what's called a repair, and then they take a scanner and they clear all the monitors, then they're all incomplete, and you have to hit all the specific drive cycles to make them complete so that you can smog the car, if that makes sense. So if it happens again, if you're telling me this car intermittently just the monitors go to incomplete, then there is a problem. But if it's because of one of those two reasons I just described to you, then there's not a problem. It's doing what it's supposed to. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, I changed the battery, I don't know, like over 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and, that's a long time.
I don't know if the guy did something wrong and leave it disconnected, but the light doesn't show in the front of the car.
Okay.
It's when I go there and they do the test that doesn't pass.
Correct, yeah. So the monitors, has it happened more than once now in the past?
It happened every year.
Okay, well, every 2 years, because you only smog a car every two years.
In California?
Yeah, only every 2 years. So.
Okay, every 2 years.
Okay. Well, that shouldn't happen. So what I would suggest is the next time. Uh-huh. So it's smog now. You're good to go for right now, right?
Next year, yeah.
Okay. When you have to have it smog next time, before you do anything, have somebody check the monitors and make sure they're complete. If they're complete, then there's no issues. If they're not complete, then there's a problem going on there, as long as the battery hasn't been disconnected since that time. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay, and there is another thing. When I stop in the light, the car shakes. Why the car shakes when I stop in the light? There is a mechanic that changed some belts, and he put something in the motor to hold it. I don't know if that makes it shake it, but when I'm driving and I have to stop in the light, the car is shaking. Why?
Okay, well, it could be having an idle misfire or something like that that it's picking up. It could slightly have a vacuum leak. It could. There's a lot
of things.
It could
be a bad motor mount making a vibration.
There's a lot of things that could cause that to happen. But you really need to make sure somebody that's qualified is looking at the vehicle to make a determination on that, to be honest with you. So there's a lot of things that could cause that.
Did you know any mechanic in San Diego?
I know four shops. All the West Automotive Group. Where are you located in San Diego? What area?
North Park.
Oh, North Park. Okay, so you're close by. We have a facility on Balboa, 8027 Balboa, West Kearney Mesa.
8027
Balboa Avenue. Would you like the phone number?
Yeah, please.
858.
Uh-huh.
560.
Uh-huh.
0156.
That's the closest one that you got,
That's
right?
That's the closest from North Park. One to you. Yes, ma'am. Nick there will get you all helped out, okay? All right, folks.
Okay,
we're going to have to run, Sandra. Give Nick a call. He'll get you helped out. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. They're going to shove us off the radio here in a second. Up next is Brent Wilsey with the Smart Investing Show, Brent and Chase. Stay tuned. These guys are awesome. They'll tell you what to do with your money. Great people. Last-minute thoughts, Kevin.
Have a great weekend, because you know what? The weather's supposed to be really nice. Tops 85 today and tomorrow in the 70s.
Oh, there you go. It's beautiful. San Diego, everybody else listening, hey, stay safe, man. We appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. We will definitely be back next week. Keep your cars safe. You're heading into fall. Make sure you get them in, get them looked at, and get them serviced. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I've ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego, and his customers have been receiving top-of-the-line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you, right? Free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low-cost rental vehicle, if you need that, while their professional ASE certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service or repair at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. You can book an appointment, westautomotivegroup.com.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego.